This podcast is a Uniting Heart and Soul production and was recorded on land that was stolen nearly 250 years ago. Filthy Hope was conceived and dreamt on Gadigal and Birrabirragal country, and this episode was recorded on Dharamaragal country. We acknowledge these peoples as the traditional owners of these lands and extend our respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. We at Filthy Hope pay homage to the traditions of storytelling when we share stories on this podcast. Hello and welcome back to Filthy Hope, a podcast from Uniting Heart and Soul in Willara, where we dive into the grey spaces where Jesus, life and culture intersect. I'm your host, Jonty, Creative Director at Uniting Heart and Soul, and this week on the podcast, we're doing something a little different. To celebrate the release of the first Uniting Heart and Soul worship single, I'll be taking you through some of the stories and processes behind that song, as well as some of the music that is ready to come out next year. We'll be back to our regular show next week with Ness, who is back from leave. But for now, please enjoy this look at some of the creative work being done at Uniting Heart and Soul. So that was Mary Did You Know by Uniting Heart and Soul Worship, which is available now on streaming platforms. It's performed by myself and Rachel Humphreys, who's on the worship team with me, Uniting Heart and Soul. And as you'll notice, the song is almost entirely made up of just our voices. There is a small amount of subtle piano on the track, which was recorded using a Spitfire Audio piano software instrument, which we decided will be important to provide the track with a small amount of rhythmic structure. But other than that, the song is entirely made up of about 20 different vocal tracks. We were pretty heavily inspired by Pentatonix and their take on the song, something that Ness and Rach are huge fans of, and we took pretty direct cues from that version of the song in a lot of ways. For me, this song is imbued with a lot of the mood that I felt around Christmas of 2021. 2021 was a tough year for a lot of people, tougher even than 2020, and so by the time we made it to Christmas, having got through a pretty long lockdown period in Sydney, exhaustion and a real sense of relief had really started to set in. To be quite honest, I was just glad that the year had finally come to an end. So Rachel and I put this song together, in the form that we hear it today, for an Advent week in our online service that we were putting together at the time, and we broadcast it to the internet. The response that we received, not just from our immediate congregation, but also people who stumbled across our online service, was really surprising to me, but I think came out of that same sense of exhaustion and the way that the Christmas spirit had started to enter into that space. Rachel and I performed it a couple of times at church that Advent season, and it became a defining moment for me in our ministries at Uniting Heart and Soul in 2021, in that tricky transition period out of lockdown and back into some semblance of normal life. The next song that I want to unpack for you a little is Be Thou My Vision.
With all of its affluence and sophistication and technology, has emerged into a zone. Madmen are stamping through this wilderness with unbridled viciousness and violence. This jungle desperately needs a voice. Repentance is the only hope for our corrupt, crippled culture. The muddy slush of gatewalk is spilling all over this nation and around the world. The bruised, limping, festering, wounded knees is embarrassing our whole nation. We need a voice.
Bitches, I-
matches talk and thrilling rant. Its imposing presence suggests strength and security, but it is bearing no good fruit. The act is unseen, but is aligned with the most vital area of the city's existence, the work of the people. I've heard other voices than you have, but those voices have been silent. I've heard other voices. They sounded like God themselves, but those voices have been silent.
This song is incredibly important to me, and I'll explain a little bit about why that is. My relationship with worship music has been a strained one, to say the least, for as long as I've been interested in music. While I'm certainly not saying that all Christian music is bad, I do think that the modern, contemporary idea of what Christian music is has changed over time into something that often I have little to no interest in. While I see God's call to all people as one of creativity and freedom, so much of Christian worship music feels by the numbers and formulaic to me. This isn't simply to bang on about how much of a grouch I can be about worship music, but rather a way of explaining where this arrangement of the song comes from. Because of this feeling of dissatisfaction with a lot of Christian music I was hearing, I decided to try and rearrange old hymnal music into something interesting and new. A contemporary expression of where I was feeling musically, while still being rooted in the deep and living traditions of worship. I've always loved the words to this hymn, and to me it felt like the perfect choice to adapt into something new, bringing the unchanging, rock-solid gospel into something immediate to how I was feeling. When I recorded this track, Sydney was deep into the lockdown that stretched from June to October in 2021. I was, like a lot of people, going a little stir-crazy being stuck at home. I was also a little overwhelmed by a real sense of uncertainty. When would things go back to normal? Would they ever go back to normal? When would I be able to see my friends again, or my extended family? And what would this mean for my career? All of a sudden, there were so many more things outside of my control than before, and these words in this song became a sort of ritual for me in doing take after take after take. I didn't actually want to finish it because it was providing me with a real sense of purpose in the middle of a long period of stasis, but also because of how comforting it was being in the middle of the creative process with a song that was providing structure to my life that all of a sudden seemed to have no structure at all. Musically, I was really heavily inspired by Sun Kill Moon, a folk act by American musician Mark Kozlik, despite how sonically different this might feel to his music. The guitars in this song are all tuned to open C sharp, a tuning that I usually leave for more singer-songwriter style music, because of the way that the tuning allowed me to play with dissonance and semitone clashes in what would normally be straightforward chord voices. The song Last Tide by Sun Kill Moon on their record Ghosts of the Great Highway really shines through in this song as well, I think. And in a way, this is sort of my version of a Sun Kill Moon song, albeit with a much more expansive instrumental palette as the song progresses. I also experimented with using vocal samples, something that I tend to do when I don't know what to do with a section instead of just removing it. I'd come up with the background vocal idea first, and loved it way too much to start parting ways with it in this song. So I dropped in sections from a sermon by Dr. Sandy F. Ray. I found this sermon as a result of being a huge King's Kaleidoscope fan, and hearing his voice sampled on Danger in the Jungle, the instrumental follow-up track to their hit song, Sticks and Stones. Going full circle all the way back to where this song started, I think these words speak directly to my desire to cut away all of the superfluous nonsense that has built up around Western Christianity over the years, and get back to the core of who Jesus was and is, and what his presence in our lives means for us today. That can feel dangerous and even blasphemous at times, almost like cutting down a huge tree. But while a tree may have initially been planted with the best of intentions, if it's blocking out the sun, or if it's starting to rot, it needs to be cut down.
The work of the people. I've heard other voices than you have, but those voices have been silent. I've heard other voices. They sounded like God themselves. But those voices have been
That was the demo version of our cover of Oceans by Hillsong United. Musically, it's partly inspired by a song called Dinosaurs by Slowly Slowly, a song that also uses a layered guitar loop. As we begin to release more and more music in the new year, you will no doubt hear the influence that this band has had on my songwriting and arrangement. When I talk about my relationship with worship music, a really interesting and conflicting case study of that relationship is this song. I was 14 when the record that this song is from, called Zion, came out, and it was a really important moment for me. Not just with Oceans, but the whole album. It spoke to me in a way that worship music hadn't really ever done since I was old enough to start thinking critically about music, and was the soundtrack to a lot of what I would call the formative years of my adult faith. It's really disappointing to me then that it took such a small amount of time for that song and the Hillsong United style of contemporary Christian music to become overplayed, culturally devoid, and something that people actually started to mock. I was guilty of this too, and remain guilty of this to this day, but this song in particular became almost a signifier of the overwrought, extravagant, and extreme style of worship that the communities I was a part of started to distance themselves from. Because of this song's connection to the purity of faith I experienced as a teenager, that meant that I unconsciously started to devalue that purity and earnestness of faith, along with the music attached to it, in favour of a calloused and sometimes cynical outlook on faith. This is something that we've spoken about a fair bit on this podcast, a re-embracing of childlike faith that coexists with the realities and hardships of life, and rediscovering my love of this song was an example of this in my life. Other than the guitar loop, there's not actually a whole lot that I did differently to the original song in this arrangement, other than the instrument choices and some of the production choices that I made along the way. When the officially mixed and mastered version comes out next year, you'll be able to hear the way that we incorporated elements of post-hardcore and emo music in the arrangement alongside the original song, without actually changing it all that much at a structural level.
Keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours, and you are mine. The
great news for us is that these songs and a whole lot more will be releasing in 2023. We'll obviously keep you up to date on any news related to this. We also want to thank you for the way that you've received Mary Did You Know so far. If you haven't already, you can check us out on whatever streaming service you use and share the track with a friend. Ness will be back on the podcast next week as we begin to wind down for the year, so we do look forward to seeing you then. Until then, always remember, take Jesus seriously and don't be a dick.